God, it's
Friday.
Thank God, it's
Friday.
Good morning. Welcome to the Friday Morning Club. Today I have with me
Jacob,
Lacey,
Eva.
And we also have another new teacher, Miss Johnson. Hi, Miss Johnson.
Hello.
Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So I am originally from Syracuse, Nebraska, and that town is like directly between Lincoln and Nebraska City. So I grew up on a family farm, and I was very involved in 4-H and FFA, and then I attended Northwest Missouri State University for college, and then I graduated in May, and here I am.
Do you have any pets?
I personally do not right now, but back home I have dogs and we have all sorts of things on our family farm. So,
what was your favorite pet growing up?
Ooh, my favorite pet was definitely a goat named Lucy. She was my favorite. She just followed me like a puppy everywhere. So, she was
did
my favorite.
You have a halter for her?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What is your favorite thing about teaching agriculture?
My favorite thing about teaching agriculture is just seeing the connections that kids make to agriculture, because agriculture is something we use in our everyday lives, but a lot of people don't know how or what. So just making that connection is what I find is the most interesting.
What brought you to Wood River Schools?
Yeah, so I didn't even know Wood River, the town of Wood River, existed until this year, actually. So I came, toured the school, and kind of met some people in the community, met the students. And, I mean, I just thought it was a great opportunity, and everybody was very inviting, and I saw opportunity. So, yeah.
What has been the best thing teaching here so far?
The best thing is definitely all the relationships I've built with the kids, definitely like the FFA members too, and all those experiences that we've had, and just, you know, having our fun classes and just learning new things in the agriculture field, and yeah, just making those connections with kids mostly.
Has there been anything you didn't expect that has happened here so far?
I was very thankful to come into such an inviting community. I didn't really know what to expect. It's my first year teaching, so I didn't know really what to expect coming in, but people have been so inviting and so helpful being here, not only in the school, but the community too. So that's been awesome. And I didn't really expect it because I didn't really know, but just, you know, it's great to have experience with that. So,
is there a lot of pressure with the cropland that you might kill it?
So thankfully, I don't have a lot to do with that. We kind of leave it in the hands of the people who know more. So I kind of just am helping hand in that sense. But, you know, we leave it with more experienced people, which helps.
Have you met any famous people?
I have met, okay, I met Chase Rice. He was at a concert at my college. And then I also have interacted with the 2007 Miss Nebraska. And we worked a cattle show together back when I was the 2017 Miss United States Agriculture for Nebraska. And so with our two titles, we put on a cattle show together. And she was amazing. And she helped me so much with the pageant side of what I was competing in. So she was amazing. That was pretty cool. I don't know how famous she is, but I thought it was pretty cool being able to meet her. So, yeah.
What made you decide to become a teacher?
Yeah, so I decided I wanted to become a teacher back in high school because I did a lot of 4-H clinics where I worked with kids of all ages and found out that, yeah, I really like working with kids. And then I was later a camp counselor, and I was with kids night and day for a whole summer. And so I really fell in love with working with kids and just experiencing new things with them.
What is your biggest goal for the agriculture program at Wood River?
Yeah, so one of my goals would definitely be to continue growing the chapter. We have around 36 members right now, so seeing that number increase over the years would definitely be a really good goal. And then just seeing people becoming more involved in contests, FFA contests, and eventually maybe a greenhouse would be in a picture too. So any of it, just mainly growing that number of members that are actively involved.
What do you like to do in your free time?
So I don't have a lot of free time, I guess. Right now it's wedding planning. So any free time I have is planning for that. But I used to like reading a lot when I had free time, working with my livestock animals when I was younger. So but right now it's kind of consumed by wedding planning.
Are you very crafty?
I am not. And that's a hindrance when it comes to wedding planning.
It would be a hindrance for today, too. because it is National Make a Gift Day. So we want to encourage all of our listeners out there to make a gift for someone.
Hey, Miss Johnson, would you like to hear the joke of the day?
I would love to.
What do you call a cow in an earthquake?
I have no idea what.
Milkshakes.
Milkshake. Nice. Okay. It comes that time in our show where we have to say goodbye.
Bye.